Welcome to episode 130 of Fresh Air at 5. In this episode, you're going to hear me talk about some of the goodness. And that is some of the goodness of summer that's going on. In this week, I reflect on my relatives coming from Alberta and how we get to go out fishing later in the week, which is super fantastic. I talk about a new podcast that I was privileged to be a guest on, as well as connection with podcasters and content creators here in the Lower Mainland. Mainland with a special guest from Toronto, Pav Wander. All right, so without further ado, let's jump in, see what's going on, and enjoy some fresh air yourself. Maybe not at 5, but maybe at 5. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Adam Geis.
I'm David Lurch.
We're hosts of the EdTech Distilled podcast, which is a part of the Education Podcast Network.
Shows on the network are individually owned. Opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome to Fresh Air at 5, the podcast. I'm your host, Brian Carpenter. Fresh Air at 5 is my regular attempt to exercise by walking about my neighborhood to take in podcast content, then reflect in an unedited video, which I finally post to my Twitter channel. This podcast will be a regular collection of the audio from these selfie videos. You can follow me on Twitter at Fresh Air at 5 or check out my website, briancarpenter.com, for other content I have created and collected.
Hey, PLN Monday, July 17, 2023. Well, we're halfway through July. Summer session's ticking along. Students are making progress. And my in-laws arrive tomorrow, and we are going to be having a wonderful time over the next 2 weeks. Looking forward to having them out. Lots of jobs to do around the house. As you know, when you're having family, you gotta, you know, make sure the sheets are clean, make sure the, you know, painting is done. Things like that, you know, you might have been putting off, but you got to get done. So I'm doing a bit of that today after I do some teaching and exam supervision. And yes, this morning I listened to episode 226 of the House of EdTech. And I want to shout out Chris Nessie and say, Chris, you're doing a great job. Thank you so much for the work you do. And I have thanked you in the past for giving me the push to do my podcast here at Fresh Air at 5. Can't believe it. We're already into almost 130 episodes. This is episode 120. No, this is episode 130. Episode 130. So, as you were at ISTE, you shared with us some learning you did at ISTE and some things that you saw and people that you met. And it's fantastic to hear the report. In this episode of 226 of House of EdTech, you talk with three amazing educators, EdTech educators. You talk with John Cherlecki, Crystal Samuels, and Douglas Timms out of Delaware. And they are a tech coaching team for integration of technology in their district. Sounds like they're killing it. Fantastic to hear. Appreciate hearing the stories, you know, because as a former tech coach and a current in my building tech coach, you know, how you guys approach sharing content and building resources, so important. So you share a little bit about that. You've got the Mm-hmm app and you got Threads on Meta, and I am not, haven't signed up for that, but I guess now, Chris, you said so, gotta go do so, and hopefully get some decent tags for myself. All right, talk to you later. Okay, bye. Hey, PLN, it is Tuesday, July 18th. This is the day that Grandma and Grandpa arrive at our house. So my wife's parents are coming from Calgary, and they're gonna be here in probably about 4 hours from now. And so, yes, still have some prep to do, things to get ready. You know what it's like when your family's coming. Got to get some things done before they arrive. All right, this morning, as I'm out walking, I listened to Evolving with Gratitude with Lainey Rowell. And this morning, Lainey has on a special guest. And now this reason I say that this is a special guest, all our guests are special, but this guest was particularly special, and I wanted to listen to hear what Dr. Chris Jones has to say, because recently, this is back in December and January, I was a guest on both of these podcasts. Dr. Jones had me on Seeing the Lead podcast, and Lainey had me on Evolving with Gratitude, and now I get to hear them talk and converse and hear what they both have to say a little bit more. So it was exciting for me to hear and see Dr. Jones talk to Lainey. And Dr. Jones, I like, Chris, I like to hear what you had to say about a glass half empty, half full, but the simple fact that you have a glass that you can put things into. You know, we are in a world that is very so much, you know, this way or that way. But what do we have at all that we can be grateful for? Looking at, you know, what's around us, what do we have, you know, as opposed to what do we want? Because if it's all about what we want, we're never gonna get that. But we have to look at the positives and the things that are going on with us. All right, fantastic to hear you talk about supporting, engaging, and empowering teachers and how you are a teacher-centered principal. Because, you know, to be a student-centered principal, you can't touch the student level the same way that you can the teacher level. So caring for your teachers makes them better teachers and improves the whole culture of your space. I like your welcome sign Wednesdays. I like your bus PD, bus duty PD, and all those things. Have a fabulous day, both. Okay, bye. The last thing for July 18, 2023. Today is also a special day because in a couple hours from now, I'm going to be able to be a guest with Chris Nessie on Behind the Mic. And this is a podcast venture project that he's putting forward as part of the Educational Podcast Network director, the one that is running that. And I'm a part of the Educational Podcast Network. So if you're looking for other podcasts, and you don't have to just listen to Fresh Air at 5 to get some of those podcasts, you can go over to EPN, Educational Podcast Network, and there's a number of other fantastic podcasts for you to listen to. I get to interview with Chris this morning. We're going to have a chat called Behind the Mic. And so I don't know when that episode's going to come out or anything like that, but I do know that Chris and I are going to sit down and have a chat. One time we had a chat, and that's how this podcast got started. So that's a super exciting thing that's going to be happening. And then later this afternoon, I'm going to be driving in towards Vancouver and connecting with Tim Cavey and Pav Wander as she's in town. And we're going to be connecting with some other podcasters like Lauren McLean and possibly Tom Schimmer. We're sitting down to have some food together and chat about life and podcasting and all the things that are going on with us. So that's a part of my exciting day. And my relatives are coming. They're arriving. So that's another exciting part of the day. My goodness, it's going to be a very exciting day. All right, we'll talk to you soon. Have a fabulous day and get out, get some fresh air, and enjoy your day. Okay, bye. All right, later on that same day on Fresh Air at 5, we are downtown, and we got Liv Chan, Pav Wander, Tom Schimmer, Lauren McLean, Tim Cavey, and me, and we just had fantastic podcaster dinner. We had lots of great discussion. Fantastic topic, education. Anybody want to say anything?
Happy summer, everyone.
Happy summer.
Hi, Teacher Twitter.
All right. Talk to you guys later. Bye. Hey, PLN, it's Friday, July 21, 2023. What a week it's been. If you've been paying attention, I haven't walked the past 2 days. First day on Wednesday was, I was super tired because I had podcaster dinner on Tuesday evening. Didn't get home till late. And, you know, I had other things around the house to do and things like that in the morning and school work to do because I'm still teaching this summer. And then Thursday, yesterday, we got up at 4 o'clock in the morning and headed out towards Vancouver and got on an ocean charter to go ocean fishing for coho. And we were catching coho salmon all day yesterday. It was super great. We could only catch certain ones and not others. But we fished for a long time with my relatives. It was my father-in-law's 80th birthday coming soon. So that's his birthday present, one of his birthday presents. And took us all out on an ocean charter. It was so fantastic. So that's why I didn't walk yesterday. But this morning I'm walking late because, well, I was exhausted from the heat yesterday, being on the water and all the sunshine and the outdoor fresh air. So that's where I'm at. It's Friday. Came out to walk. I listened to the latest episode of Tech Tools for Teachers and with Shanna Martin. And thanks, Shanna, for bringing through the reminder again about Prodigy as a tool that can be used in the classroom for math and English support from grades 1 to 8 for math and grade 1 to 6 for English support. And it's a gamified website where you create a profile and talks to kids about digital citizenship, about not putting too much information online, things like that. And they can learn and do their math. Good to hear that you're doing professional development, teaching this summer, preparing workshops, because we need to speak into what other people are learning. That's why we have our podcast, but if we can bring that to people that don't listen to our podcast, that's good too. I hope you guys are doing well. Enjoy your summer. Enjoy your summer learning. And Fuzz, thanks for making the background happen for the podcast. All right, all. Talk to you soon. More to listen to. Okay, bye. One more thing for July 21, 2023, listening to Teach Happier from July 1st. Suzanne Daly brings us an episode, a bonus episode for the summer, as she has written a blog that can be found over on Teach Happier. And I haven't gone to look for it because I've been out walking, but you can go over there and search up Suzanne Daly and her podcast, which I'm assuming is the same title as her blog article, is called What Now? And so it's about approaching the summer. It's about how do we approach our summer. Well, I'm 3 weeks in already, and so I should have listened to this 3 weeks ago, because it probably wouldn't have changed the trajectory of what I'm doing, because I'm doing a lot of the things that Suzanne's talking about already this summer. I am slowing down in areas, speeding up in other areas, paying attention to things possibly that I was missing, and continuing on to be having a joyful summer. I am teaching summer sessions, so that's a distraction in my day, and it helps me serve my students, and I'm glad I can do that. It helps pay some bills because I'm getting paid, obviously, but honestly, I've had a very good summer so far, and it's only going to continue to get better. Yesterday I was up really early because I couldn't sleep. I was actually up at 3 o'clock in the morning because I couldn't sleep because I was excited, because we were going fishing, as you may have heard in that last segment. And because I was up, I'm like, I have to connect with my students for today and see how they're doing, what's going on, mark their work, answer questions in messages. And so I did that. Did it, and then I was able to put it away for the rest of the day. Sorry, students, if you're listening to this, that I didn't get to your questions at 10 o'clock in the morning. But I was out on a boat. I was out fishing with my family and enjoying the opportunity to do something that we haven't done before. My father-in-law's turning 80, and he'd never been on a fishing charter. So that was super cool that we could take him and go do that out of Vancouver, out into the ocean. So it was so good. All right, that's all I got. Have a good day. Okay, bye. All right, the last thing is a podcast called Behind the Mic. And if you go to your podcatcher and any of them, you could go and look up Behind the Mic, and you will find a logo that's blue, has a microphone, and the words Behind the Mic. And this is a podcast, another podcast by Chris Nessie. This is a new to me podcast. Hashtag new to me podcast, and it'll be coming out. Actually, this is a trailer that you're going to be subscribing to. You can listen to that, put it in your queue, so that when new episodes start coming out at the beginning of September, you will be able to listen to it. Now, why am I bringing this up? It's a trailer that I listen to. Have I found value in this? I have found value in this, partly because on Tuesday, if you were listening earlier this week, I recorded an episode with Chris Nessie. Him and I, we talked about my engagement in podcasting as being part of the Educational Podcast Network. Now, this is about podcatchers
no, podcasters of the Educational Podcast Network that are part of the group of podcasters that he is in his fold. Not that he's producing their podcast, but we've decided to get together and support each other and cheer each other on and put the bumpers at the beginning of every episode. So, you know, we are there to cheer each other on. And this is a chance for you to hear our stories, because as podcasters, you don't necessarily hear our stories. When you listen to me, of course, you're going to hear our stories because I am telling you my story. But for those others, maybe you're not. So take a listen to this starting in the fall. Put it in your queue now. And thanks, Chris, for all the work that you're doing. We've got Shanna Martin of Tech Tools for Teachers. We got Fons Mendoza. We have got many, many other podcasts to listen to, House of Ed Tech, that's in there as well. So go look at the list. Go look at the shows. And this summer, start listening to some podcasts that you haven't listened to by going to Educational Podcast Network, and you'll get some great ideas. Okay, bye-bye.
As my one word for 2021 is appreciate, I appreciate you giving me a listen as I've created this podcast experience for you. It's a unique Blinkist or Cole's Notes version of the content I take in, like a highlight reel, so that you can hopefully find other interesting podcasts you may not have considered before. I've recorded the specific podcast episodes in the show notes for your learning convenience. Please subscribe so you don't miss any of my upcoming episodes. And if you enjoy this podcast and its format, share it with someone else. Tweet about your experience or give it a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. Fresh Air at 5 can also be found on Voice Ed Radio. Your voice is right here, and on the Education Podcast Network, podcast for educators, podcast by educators. I hope you have a fantastic day and get some fresh air before the day is out, and take care of yourself because you're worth it.